Did your mother ever play mahjong with your friends?
Never had time. She's never home. Bob's never made a play.
I see. Did your mother ever go out of the house other than to do grocery shopping?
She didn't do that. I had to explain.
Well, when, before you were born, perhaps, or when you first got to Long Beach and you were only 6 years old, did the older children go to the store for her? So she never set foot outside of the house?
It was the backyard. But there was a wedding banquet or something. She was eager to go.
Wedding banquet. Did she have much social life?
Okay. Outside of weddings.
Mm. How about your father? Did he work 7 days a week?
No. On Sunday he loves to come to L.A. to buy the herbs and to talk.
He goes by himself, though. He normally does not bring the children along.
I've been a couple of times.
What kind of friends were they? Business friends or just social?
Just social.
Where did they live?
Who?
Your father's friends.
Different parts in L.A.
Did your father have a car?
Yes. He came down from San Francisco to Los Angeles in a car.
Oh. That's unusual at that time, isn't it, to own a car?
Well, that was the only way when you had so many children.
What kind of car was it?
Open car.
How could
you recognize car?
Was it an old Ford model, or was it, back in those days? Ford and very few models around. Stoop Baker, perhaps.
Well, you have a picture of the kid that's coming to
you. Okay, we'll get to the pictures. You think that the way you were brought up is typical of most Chinese, how most Chinese are brought up here in America?
Yes.
Your parents were both very strict with you. And with all their children?
No, they were not strict. They believed that one mother on deck strict more on me than anybody else in the family.
Why?
Because I'm a girl. They think boys don't have to do anything. They work outside. So they expect me to do that.
You were the only girl?
My older sister used to go off for, she goes out for PE, you know.
Oh.
Physical education.
Right.
Activity.
So you have to stay home and help.
I guess when I was young, she did have to do it. She got bigger.
When she got bigger, she had other things to do. Did you ever write to anyone in China?
A few times. When I first got married, I kind of wrote to my mother-in-law.
Your mother-in-law was in China? How about your husband? I mean, did he come directly from China or was he born here too?
He's from China. He came over when he was 17, I think.
I see.
Went to Belmont for 2 years and was drafted.
He wasn't a citizen. How could he be drafted?
Well, he came over as a citizen.
Oh.
His father's working on the President Gordon. It's a boat.
Uh-huh. Did his father have have citizenship papers?
Yeah, I read it.
I see. And then so he applied and got in as a citizen. Okay.
I don't know. I think he got naturalized after he came out of service.
I guess he was drafted as a permanent resident. Were you and your husband put together by the matchmaker?
No.
At that time it was no longer popular. So you met each other by was it by friend's introduction or you just ran into each other?
That's all,
huh?
Yeah. By introduction.
marriage typical also at that time of my friends introducing rather than matchmakers putting together marriage?
My family had attended, there wasn't any match. Everybody was on their own free will.
Uh-huh. I see. You got married?
But none of them were, what you call, all my parents' friends. Surely. They were all on their own.
Did you ever join any kind of social organizations in or around Chinatown?
Recently, we joined the town association.
Oh, recently.
But they only had open house about a month ago. They brought this Pop-Tin Doyle at the Chinese theater.
But before, I mean before World War II now, you were kind of young at that time, I'm sure.
The only thing I joined is the church, Presbyterian church.
Mm-hmm.
That was before I was married.
Mm-hmm. That was a Chinese church?
Yeah.
See, where was it located?
This is located in Adams, and then we went to Griffin.
By the way, how long did you say you lived in Long Beach for 12 years, was it?
Yeah, from first grade to high school.
Right. When you moved over to Los Angeles to go to LACC, where did you live?
Figueroa.
Uh-huh. Was that a Chinese neighborhood?
No.
I see. Did you ever live in a Chinese neighborhood?
Never.
Your social circle was not really mixed with the Chinese people that much, right? But you married a Chinese person, I presume. When you were thinking of getting married, did you say to yourself, I'm going to marry a Chinese, or didn't it make any difference to you, marrying Chinese or Caucasian or another race? Other races?
I never had that. I do have Chinese, right?
Mm-hmm. But, were your parents concerned that it should have, that your husband should be a Chinese?
Not too. Sometimes my mother's more concerned that they're able to make a living.
Would you think they would object if you married a Caucasian?
They wouldn't be so happy because they don't hear the community.
I see. Did you witness any kinds of interracial marriages at all?
In our family, yes. Yeah, it's good. I don't
know.
In our family, there's Japanese, Korean, white.
Among your brothers and sisters? No, I meant in your generation only.
We all, one Korean, all the rest of Chinese.
I see. Were interracial marriages popular?
No.
Back in those days, no?
No.
Was it, would
seemed
it...
like 95% of people married one nationality.
Oh, I see. Did you know of anyone who married outside, other than your... I presume your younger brother or sister married a Korean
husband. Yes, I have a sister.
Your younger sister? Uh-huh. Other than that incident, were there any other incidences of interracial marriage before 1945?
Nothing.
And your sister married after 1945, I guess.
She got married, she got married about 2 years after I got married.
I see. That would be 48. Did you notice who were the most important families in Los Angeles, Chinese families?
I remember there's a Lee family, the dentist. He was the only Chinese dentist,
yes.
And he has two sons.
Was it Alfred Lee?
No, I don't know what his first name is, but he had a son named. Two sons, one named William and one named Ed.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
William passed away, but Ed's still alive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ed Lee.
they're supposed to be the closest of the leaves to my father and mother. And then there's another one in our leaf family, Jelmo.
Name what?
Jelmo.
Jelmo. Another leaf family.
Yeah.
What did they do?
I think he was in the market business. Then they had they have three sons and a daughter.
Mm-hmm. Why were these two families important? I mean, one of course was a dentist, I guess that was unusual. But there were many people involved in the market business of them.
But they were leaves.
The fact that they were leaves made them important?
Not important, but I mean, for my parents' relative, in other words, he didn't have any brothers and sisters. Not that they're important, but I think in my, when I was young, the most important family at the church was Thomas Wall.
Ah, Thomas Wall.
His wife is a florist over in Chinatown there.
Uh-huh. Yes, I read Thomas Wall. What did he do?
Well, he was active in the church, and all people in the church, he seemed to be left on the... Anyway, they had a daughter that was quite famous because she was an actress. She dances and sings. Robert Jean Wong was one of the most... Robert Jean Wong was one of the
most... Robert Jean Wong, yeah.
I mean, whenever you go to social, you see her dancing or something more than anybody else.
I see.
See, none of the other girls had to come along, just she.
Uh-huh. And her father was famous because of her? Or didn't he have...
Well, it was a certain favorite, not because it's... she's a famous one.
I see, of that family. I see. Do you keep track of what's going on among the Chinese circles other than your own family?
I did go to China Society, and that... Remember that we had that... celebrating those famous Chinese women?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's how I met that Caroline Chan. You know, I saw her there. I have heard of that newspaper woman, and in society I have met that Lily,
Yeah,
right. Lily. In other words, that evening, every one of those women I have seen or heard about, you know.
I don't mean recently. I mean, all of the things we're talking about is before World War II.
But all these people were around here at that time. You
yes,
see the point?
True. Did you know them back then?
Not personally, but I've seen and heard them. But they were active socially.
Which other individuals or families were prominent in Los Angeles before World War II?
Well, there was an herbalist called T.V. Chu, but he passed away quite a number of years ago.
Mm-hmm. What kind of jobs were most Chinese engaged in before?
Still restaurant and laundry.
Restaurant and laundry.
Grocery store.
Were there any jobs in which the Chinese could not participate that would close off the Chinese before the war?
Not that I know.
When you were working for your father, did it ever occur to you to look for another job, or were you content working there in the herbal store?
It seemed like you sort of stuck there, and you feel guilty, you walk out. In those days, girls didn't run off or move out to live with somebody else. They didn't do those things like they do now. They don't.
No.
They usually stay home till they're married.
I see. But you could have gotten another job.
Well, I actually wasn't that well. I didn't have that type of ability. You haven't had the experience.
Did most women at that time work, Chinese women? Or did they mostly stay home? Unmarried ones. First.
Well, if they're poor, they try hard to get a job for free.
And if they weren't poor?
If they're capable, they still go out.
I see. What about married women? Did they all stay home?
See, I didn't. More likely in those days.
Would you say
in those old days, you're more satisfied, easier, and you're not that
known thing to go out and work with, among the Chinese circle? Was it okay, in other words, for a married woman to work? Would people look?
It seemed like most of them I see, they either work in the laundry among their in-laws or their family run a grocery store. They were working in the grocery store. They were more likely to do that than they are today.
Did most Chinese live near other Chinese?
In those days? Mm-hmm. Just those around, you know, around San Pedro and Ninth. That was all there was in Chinatown, where the Union Station is.
Mm-hmm.
If you're the type that don't speak English, you're more likely to live in the Chinatown and if you have a business there.
Mm-hmm.
That's not too far from the market when you get your food and vegetables.
But you said Chinatown, you mean the Union Station, but that was torn down.
Yes, that's before this Chinatown you see now, that wasn't built before.
Right. The Union Station one was torn down about 32, I believe, at that time. And then they built a quote-unquote China City back on Spring Street, what we call the old Chinatown now. And you said most Chinese lived around that. But around the Union Station, there really wasn't any residential area.
Unless they had these doors and they live on it, but upstairs or back, but that's easy.
I see. But you never lived in the Chinese area, huh? Did you have trouble getting renting an apartment off Figueroa? I presume you
had. No, we had a house in those days. A house might only cost $6,000.
But you said you went to Figueroa to live. Street.
This is past USC there.
Uh-huh.
In those days, you can get a house for about $6,000. A big house.
End tape.